I believe that God made a covenant with Abraham, giving him the land of Canaan. And based on that, my belief, I would like to know the relevance of the roadmap, which says in 2005, a Palestinian state would be created in Israel.
That's a good question. Keep in mind, when God gave, let me see here. When God gave Abraham, I was looking for a verse in Hebrews, I found it. When God gave Abraham the promised land,
yes,
did he during his life ever actually inherit it? Let me read you a scripture in Hebrews chapter 10 about Abraham. For he looked for a city that had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Now it says that Abraham was a stranger and a pilgrim, a sojourner. The land that God gave Abraham, he will ultimately inherit when the New Jerusalem comes down from heaven on the Mount of Olives in Revelation 21.
Mm-hmm.
That New Jerusalem is going to completely, it's so big, it completely encompasses the land of Israel. Abraham is going to literally have that city, whose builder and maker is God, will cover the land that God promised to give him. He will literally, and all who are children of Abraham, inherit that land.
Yes.
In this life, you know, territory is given and taken, and wars are fought, and Jerusalem is anything but a city of peace. So, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath and wait for there to be the territory that was once given to Solomon. I'm not holding my breath and waiting for that to be restored to the Jewish people, because that territory reached all the way to the Euphrates River,
mm-hmm,
right?
Okay.
And so, ultimately, that land will be reoccupied by God's people in the new earth.
Mm-hmm.
The new Jerusalem will cover it. That's why Hebrews 10 says he looked for a city that had foundations. He was looking beyond this life.
Okay.
Let me see one more. And you can look in Hebrews 12:22. But you are coming to Mount Zion and the city of the living God. Here we go. Hebrews 13:14. For here we have no continuing city. Not here. But we seek one to come. There you go. That's the verse I wanted. We are looking beyond. So everyone who's focusing on what's happening in Israel now, I mean, I do believe he gave the land to the people of Israel. I'm Jewish, and I believe that. But I'm not waiting for them to get the same territory that God promised to David and Solomon. That would reach all the way into Egypt, all the way into Iraq, and that's really going to take some political changes.
Yes.